Look in my eyes for my mind state. I'm on the grind 25A. Money on my mind, that's how I play. If you got it now, this what I say.
This last episode, he's saying nothing.
Episode 4 of the Soul City Podcast. What's up, everybody? How's it going? We got actually a full room right now. We'll reveal who's the other person sitting in on this episode. But we had 4 episodes now, y'all.
Y'all, we still here. So, you know, people like us.
Ain't been canceled yet.
Right. People like us.
Thank you, Vince. Moving on. So yeah, episode 4, Sports City Podcast, we here in Orlando, boom, check it out. We got my man, TZ Scott over here.
What's up y'all, TZ Scott, co-host Sports City Podcast, TZ Scott, everything, Instagram, Twitter, things of that nature. You know, glad to be back for episode 4, my G.
And we got Big Sis, Big Swole over here, Ariel Monroe, what's good?
Big Swole, and well, you know, everything's good in the hood, well, at least in Swole's world, everything's good.
Swole's World. Let's talk about Swole's World.
Yeah,
what we get approved on in Swole's World?
Hey, man, listen.
I can't say Swole's World, right?
You can't say it.
Swole's World.
Party time.
Excellent.
Don't make that sound.
He was alone on that.
Everybody
is he going to keep going?
No, but the thing is, like,
pause.
But you don't know about that Wayne's World yet.
I know what that is.
Second, don't be speaking for her. She know what it is.
We'll
she
get to you in a second. Anyway.
Back to Swole's World.
Exactly. Swole's World coming to you soon. I'm actually starting filming in 2 weeks at Raleigh SuperCon. So if you're in North Carolina doing the 24th through 27th, come holler at me, FSCW. I'm going to be out there reporting and interviewing people and just being me. Just a little tidbit into Swole's World.
Who are some people that's going to be at the con anyway?
I'm going to start off with my personal favorite. Jodie Benson is the voice of Ariel, the Little Mermaid. You know, that one time for Ariel. So her and Prince Eric, he ain't nothing either. But, you know, he's going to be there. He's going to be there. The whole cast of Rocky Horror Picture Show is going to be there. Rollins and Becky Lynch are going to be there on Friday.
The man's man.
And then Charlotte and the Hardy Boys will be there on Saturday as well. So it's just a whole lot of people, actually. It's just going to be there. Power Rangers. Harry Potter. We're going to have the Doctor Who, David Tennant. He's going to be there. So that's going to be pretty awesome.
And you can begin an interview with any one of these people.
Any one of these people. There's literally like a list of people that are on there. So if you go in a Google Raleigh SuperCon and you have somebody on there that you would like me to interview, please let me know.
Hit her up on the Swerve City Podcast.
Yeah.
Twitter, social media, all that. Ariel Monroe's social media. Hit her up and say like, hey, I want to see you interview this person. Mm-hmm. I want to see you talk about this. And where you'll be able to watch it is at the YouTube page, Swerve City Podcast. YouTube. What you got cooking up over there? Because I put you point on a project and you are running the damn thing. So what you got cooking up over there, bro?
Oh, real quick, man. You know, I'm the man video drops. You know, NXT weekend, you know, SummerSlam weekend. I'm the man video. We're doing day 2 of the shoot this upcoming Wednesday next week on the 17th. You know, we got a lot of special guests. I ain't going to say who. You got to watch the video for that. But
or follow us on social media.
Or follow Swerve City Podcast, you know, at, you know, follow everything there at Swerve City Podcast Official on Instagram, you know, then I'll reveal it there first. But, you know, I'm the man video shoots. If you guys ever check that out on iTunes, Google Play, all digital market stores, I'm the man with me, my brother, Isaiah Scott. And, you know, we are making things pop. The song is really getting a lot of feedback, great feedback. So we did day 1 of the video shoot. The only thing I did announce is that the big homie, Cedric Alexander, is in the video, so that's the only thing I'm announcing.
Bing.
Boo thing.
Thank you. Thank you to my sister for the setup as well, because she had a lot of orchestrating that as well, making that happen.
And I was one of the groomsmen. He better pay me back on that favor.
Absolutely.
Actually, I was the favorite.
So he came through. That's the one name I will drop. So, you know, SummerSlam weekend, look out for that video. I'm the man, and and can't wait to drop that. So
his name is Gary now.
Gary Harbutt, wasn't it?
Garbutt? Something like
Gary.
It was something.
I think it was a snail.
Gary Gerber Jr. Garbutt.
Meow.
Meow, meow.
Meow.
Yes.
Now, moving on to the guest of the evening.
I'm going to pan this phone
very slowly.
That was kind of fast, but it's all good.
I'm terrible at camera stuff. That's him.
Yes. We have Miss Simone Johnson. Should I say who you're the daughter of?
It would make your heart happy.
What's going to make your heart happy?
Go for it.
The daughter of Dwayne The Rock Johnson over here, Miss Simone Johnson. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm very, very, very stoked to be here.
You sound so stoked.
I sound like this all the time. And it's funny because everyone who I meet will talk to me and they'll be like, it's a habit now that I have to tell people, I have to be like, I'm being sincere, I promise, I just don't sound
like
it.
I swear I'm not being rude, I'm not being disrespectful,
it's bad.
I promise.
It's bad, but
well, once you open up and you
I'm
get comfortable,
sincere.
Yeah, she's a freaking firecracker, and she's one of the few females I speak to on a daily basis at the PC, and she's always a fun person to talk
to.
Great energy.
Thanks.
And that's why you're here, with the family. Not too many people come to my house.
All right, good to know.
Compared to this room, that's a damn lot.
With the other nine people
in
the house.
Right.
Besides them. So, I gotta ask you, what brought you to the Performance Center? When was the first time you came to the Performance Center, actually?
The first time I came to PC was June 21st of 2018.
You got it before I did, damn. Lord, you
old me.
So, I would ask you what was the connection to get you there, but we already know that.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. What was your interest in getting there? Was that a force upon you? Was that something that you always wanted to do? I actually want to do this.
In terms of wrestling, I knew that I'd always wanted to wrestle since I was a kid, since I was like 9 or 10. And then I didn't think that I would be able to train until I was 18, but then I got the opportunity to start training at the PC once a month when I was 16. So I was like,
was there like a little like struggle, like she's like your age and everything, of like letting you come in and be like beat up by a whole bunch of grown ass women? Was there a little struggle? Because sometimes I know at every other wrestling school in the world, they'd be like, not till you're 18,
right.
And it's like a stone cold rule.
I feel like I know that the biggest concern with my parents was just like not destroying my body and not just like bumping and all that, but then I don't know what changed their mind. Maybe it was just that I think they saw how passionate I was about this business and how much I loved it.
Okay. Yeah, so growing up, you grew up in, first of all, where were you born?
Fort Lauderdale,
okay.
Florida. Hollywood, Florida, to be exact.
Hollywood, Florida. I can actually use like, you too, Hollywood. You acting real Hollywood.
Hollywood sort is very different than actual.
I think I might have drove through there at one point. I don't think. What's it like in Hollywood? Like, compared to the other Hollywood?
Much smaller, much quieter.
Of course. I've been to the actual Hollywood, and boy. Ooh. Like, you going to
strip? Let's keep this show on, sir.
Hey!
He was diving into the memories, deeper.
No!
Wow!
He went
to
the sunken place.
Pulled me into more like it. I've been to that strip, Hollywood. I'm like, it is nice. And then I walked up the street and down the street. I'm like, I'm ready to go home.
Yep.
Yep.
Is Hollywood any better? Hollywood, Florida, any better than that?
No.
Different? No.
No.
What's in Hollywood? Like, as far as, is it got them bad neighborhoods, or is it like just too fancy, or is it
no,
just nothing?
No, it's chill. It's just like, it's just kind of there. It's like, you know, I feel like it would be like how you would imagine the like a suburban town in an animated series to look like the outside of it. I don't know if that makes any sense.
Pleasantville. Is it like Dimmesdale and Fairly Odd Parents type stuff, or is it like more like what? What are we talking?
So you know, like in
more Simpsons.
Yeah, like like where the Simpsons live, like just the outside area of where they live.
I'm not like where the Simpsons live.
If you could like go into all the other neighborhoods around where the Simpsons live.
I didn't know
if you could envision what that would look like.
Dude, he over there like, I know Boondocks is in Virginia. I know where they live.
Hey, I know where Family Matters at.
You don't know where the Simpsons are?
It's the Simpsons. It's the Simpsons. How many black folks was in Simpsons? There was a doctor.
Carry on.
There was a doctor.
Carry on.
Moving on. I'm getting out, y'all. I need more water. I'm about to get wild.
No, that's our water.
Oh, yeah.
You got it.
This is season 2, episode 4. This is the first, last episode I gave the guest water. This is the only time they've ever gotten water. And now they're really trying to salvage every little bit of water like it's Walking Dead. And we got to get, like, oh, my God.
First of all, I would just like to point out, there ain't no we in this. I'm not trying to salvage anything. I'm drinking my water. It's
He got a jug over there. That's me and Mike.
First off, quick cut. TZ's haircut, real quick. I think it looks good on him.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I had to come to Jesus. You know, I was not.
Hold on, let me get my Instagram live, people. I look at TZ's haircut.
I've heard every joke today. I've heard Suge Knight.
Yeah. Like,
I've heard Mark Henry. Shout out to Mark. I've heard
Marshall Faulk's the best one.
Marshall Faulk, I believe, is Marshall.
That's the best one.
I've heard Rick Ross. I went to the barbershop and I said, I need the Jordan. And he looked at me and he said, you need the Jordan. I said, yes, my hairline is starting.
No, he gave you the Gary Payton, bro.
as I was previously stating.
he gave me that Carl Malone.
What's up, y'all? I was going to, get a nice cut. And this is my hair for the foreseeable future. I am not coming back. My hairline is giving up. I am done.
You said the Michael Jordan, he gave you the Mikhail Jordan.
Yo. Wow. Why you do my man?
Yo,
like
he gave me the Montel Jordan. So yeah.
It's more like Dontel Jones, actually. Dontel Jones and Reggie Miller.
Oh.
Bye.
So let me ask you this.
There's going to be a lot of head puns coming over to this man throughout this episode.
So let me ask you this as well. So you growing up, and, you know, is it a struggle being the daughter of someone famous? Is that something that you internally, like, is that something you feel is pressure on you? Or something that you just, it never, with your parents, you never really noticed it?
I think it's a combination of both. Because I feel like when I was a kid, I went to the same school my whole life. Like, from kindergarten all the way up until I graduated. And I feel like that was such a bubble that I didn't really feel it. But then when I really started to feel it when I started wrestling and when I started training. And I still struggle with that pressure, like, almost every day. But I just have to remind myself, like, that pressure only exists when I start comparing myself to people, when I start comparing myself to my parents. And I was actually talking to a friend of mine about this a couple weeks ago, and it was just this idea that I want to keep getting into my head is that I'm not my parents. No one is their parents, and individuality is a gift, and I just have to keep reminding myself of that, that no matter what pressure, no matter what circumstances, no matter what comparisons are, I love my parents so much. I'm so proud of everything that they've done, but I am my own person, and I just have to remind myself of that no matter what the circumstances are.
So do you ever, like, as your dad ever, like, just have a conversation with you about that? Have you ever opened up to your dad about that? Any advice he's given you on that as well with your coming up?
Because he had the same,
yeah,
I'm pretty sure he had
exactly
the same thing when he was a kid.
When he was growing up.
Yeah,
right?
He had the same thing, especially when he started wrestling, and he basically just told me what I said, like, you are your own person regardless of if other people compare you to your parents or to anyone else, or if you compare yourself to your parents or anyone else, you are still your own person. And I always say, the best gift and you find your most power in individuality. And I think that's super important.
Absolutely.
Are you ever getting that perk, like that good treatment in school because of that, though? Them perks? Was that ever thrown your way?
No.
Come on now.
No.
No?
No.
Shoot. Mm-mm. I'd have been like, where'd my daddy get here about this? I'd have been one of them guys.
That would be one of them kids. I was bad, though.
So. Pizza Friday? Oh, I'm in line first.
Right.
I am not. We're not doing this alphabetical order.
Right. I don't care. Jay's in the middle. Jay's in front.
J and L, we're like in the middle.
No,
that's in the middle. That's in the middle.
J, like, the alphabet start with J.
Yeah.
I'm going
start
first.
With, yeah, starts with J. Then A. So, you know.
Yeah, then we go A.
I always try to give them the lineup by first name. Eric always in
never. That never. Yeah.
Were you always the line leader growing up? I feel like you were always the line leader when you were a kid.
Well, no, not necessarily. Mm-mm. I was the person who befriended the line leader so that I wouldn't get in trouble.
That's fine.
Yeah. Or I always dated the higher ups or the red ropes or whoever was in charge of everybody else so that when I did my dirt, I wouldn't get in trouble.
And
anybody else was associated.
Wise words.
And didn't you do it?
I did.
Did that dirt, preacher's child.
Okay.
Who's worse, the preacher's child or the fame child? Not saying you're bad, because there are those out there.
Oh, who's worse?
Yes. What would you say is like?
I feel like
who's the one that gets the worst rap?
I feel like the fame child would be worse because everything that like all the attention's on them.
True.
Rather than like the preacher, I feel like the preacher child could be more like sneaky. I mean, I don't know. Ask her.
I mean, I was pretty sneaky. I mean that, and I mean also my dad. He was the lawyer for our county, essentially, for like a parent advocate. So when he came to schools, the principal always knew that, oh, something's been wrong in my school, and he's here to fix it, but he's on the parent side and not the school side. So they would always get nervous every time my parents used to come into the school. So I was just like, do whatever I want.
Mm-mm-mm. Preach it out. And I met your daddy, too. He was a good dude.
Oh, yeah,
you seem like he don't put up with nothing.
He don't. You don't put up with nothing.
How'd you get away with it?
Hmm?
How'd you get away with it?
Jesus.
Use the weapon against him. See, look at you.
Look at that.
Lord, help me. But he helped me get through a whole bunch of stuff. Yeah, I just so recently came out to everything that I pretty much, almost everything I did wrong. Already. Because I know that right now I won't get a whooping.
Actually, you know, this brings a thought to my head. And I actually want to...
That head?
Bring... y'all, we going offline, y'all. I'll holler at y'all, man. you know,
what
so,
head.
So what advice actually would you being the wrestler now, like would you give her? Like as someone
being a woman in wrestling.
Being a woman in wrestling.
And a woman of color.
I'm glad you said that.
Yes,
speak the truth.
Yeah.
Sisters.
Sister Soul.
Move on up. You moon bay.
Whoa, what is it good for?
Tell them what your name is.
Show them who you are.
this is just 20 minutes in.
A mess.
We didn't even hit 20 yet.
Haven't.
In all actuality, when you were speaking on individuality, that's key. Really, just knowing yourself. Because really being in this business, there's been some times where people either have said some things that I didn't like, or they've shared some things, or I've been in a situation where I haven't been booked because of the color of my skin, or they'll be like, oh, I thought you can do this for a lesser rate because your husband is Cedric, you know, that's happened to me before. So I would just say, like, keep your head up. Don't plateau. You keep giving them anything and everything that you got, because, like I like to say, folks can't make their next move until I make mine.
That's good.
A lot of people wait for that move to be made,
go
off of that.
Really, if you just, like, stay
Play
ready,
cards, right.
stay ready, you won't have to get ready.
What would you say is your
stay
biggest...
Stay on their next.
What would you say is your biggest, like, fear?
In terms of...
In, like, learning this craft, this art, this business, this industry?
I just feel like never meeting expectations that I have on myself. I think that would probably be the biggest one. Mm-hmm. And also, like, I don't want to... Just, like, not living up to the legacy, but then when I think about that, I also feel like that's, in a way, comparing myself.
Yeah.
So I feel like probably just never falling into that trap of comparing myself.
I feel like that was something I would struggle with, and like, because like for me, I didn't have like a legacy to live up to. I'm like the first person to ever do anything even close to this type of thing.
Me too.
All right, so we don't have a legacy. We kind of start our own. So I feel like for you, or personally, if I was in your situation, I would struggle with that daily on everything that I do, like not just in wrestling, like on every aspects of life. You know, like you have to live up to how you present yourself on the street. You gotta live up to how you like walk, dress, how you speak, because everybody sees you as what you. Or what they perceive you as, or who came before you, and all that. I feel like that's an anxiety. That would be an anxiety for me that I would struggle with. Do you think that's something that you still, like, that you do?
Yeah,
or ever have before?
I think that it is, but I also feel like when I look at myself, I look at myself as, obviously, as my parents' child, but I also just, like, I look at myself as me. So, I don't know how to say it. I feel like
this, like, it's kind of like everyone always sees like different versions of you.
Exactly.
Like, you know, like I see a version of like Shane that, you know, his mother's gonna see a version of it. I see a version of Swerve that his mama's gonna like see a different version of Swerve, and like really, she's just worrying about how she sees herself, not about how she's perceived with anybody else or whose child she is or what's her status. She's just looking at, boom.
Looking at myself.
I'm Simone. This is who I am. This is who I'm going to be. Mm. And my life isn't planned out based off of my genealogy or my DNA. It's about what she does.
And I feel like in terms of what you were talking about, people are always going to see me how they want to see me. But even going back to what you said, like, no one can make their next move until you make yours. So, like, if people are going to think about me a certain way or have, like, opinions or biases or whatever it is, there's nothing that I can do to control it. I can just, like, look at myself in the mirror and be like, this is how I present
myself. Also the disadvantage of growing up in this digital age where everybody has a comment.
That's
like,
true.
Yeah,
that's very
so
true.
You're coming up in this age. Like, we're 90s, 80s babies over here. Like, we didn't have that. We didn't get that till we were, like, 20s. Like mid to late 20s, we started getting comments and like challenges, bottle cap challenge, and stupid crap like that. So, like, I feel like now is like the hardest age to grow up in because there's eyes everywhere.
I think so too, and also
and there's judgment everywhere.
Even like
what you're doing too.
I see now like kids who are like kids who are younger than me. Like all the kids in like middle school now. Like I have a cousin and I'm close to him. He's 12, and like I look at him, I look at all of his friends, and I'm like. I can't imagine, because even when I was their age, like, it was just when Snapchat got popular, just when Instagram got popular, and I feel like now having everything and having everything be so popular, like, I can't imagine what it would be like to be going to have all those pressures and then just constantly be comparing yourself to everyone else, but, like,
and you got like
for what,
imagine what's
going to
be like
cost.
10 years from now.
Exactly.
That's what's, it's only going to get worse.
Exactly.
So we got to pull back a little bit, but I don't think this stuff's going to happen, because... of this, but so like just like seeing, especially like seeing what have you been seeing, like the stuff online about like the people licking the ice cream
and
putting it back in the
freezer. I eat my ice cream from the bottom now.
Like,
yeah,
Derek,
we.
Yeah, there's like
cops. Get you some Bright.
There's like
cops. See it,
like how bad, how much do we need attention and validation for anything we do, like, or just. We're just seeking, doing
just validation and instant gratification.
Yes.
Instant gratification.
Instant gratification. And all that equals to now younger people, success and money. The old days of, I want to be a senator, a lawyer, a doctor, that doesn't apply. Really,
I
want to
be a YouTuber.
Right, I want to be a YouTuber. I want that fast money.
I
want
to be an influencer.
Right,
can you do that
influencer.
And people are trying to do this for 20 years.
You can, but then also, but those type of careers, I feel like with YouTube it's different, but with people who are influencers, or if they get famous on Instagram or Twitter or even like TikTok now or Musical.ly, like those careers, they don't have, I feel like they don't have any longevity to them, because it's just, it was one trend that you marketed and then you built something around that, but then what's going to happen when the next trend comes up and the next viral thing is just
going
and you can't really market that.
Right.
You can't market it successfully, I feel.
It's almost like the way wrestling is in a way too, like the style is just always advancing, and always the athleticism getting even more and more ridiculous and more risky, and the people are loving it more, and so, like, you see the views going up, you see the attention that they get, and they get put on the spot so fast, and everybody's on this race to try to get more and more attention, and you can't do that for like 3-4 years. You can't do that. Like, what's
that's
the next step?
That's why there's so many injuries popping up.
There's so many injuries.
So many injuries. Everybody's going through this like super fast. Like, wait a minute, brother, it's a marathon.
It is.
We don't
think about the marathon. We think about like this person getting an opportunity on this big show. We see like this person, like I didn't know who he was, and now all of a sudden, boom, he's booked on this. What? I didn't see where he came from, but he did this one cool thing, and then like we have a snake Pushkin over here.
I thought I was trying to be quiet this whole time.
All we hear is
ladies and gentlemen, one of my arch nemesis is over here.
Mark crawling on the floor because I thought I was supposed to be quiet this whole time.
Who let you in here?
She did.
He's on the floor.
Get it on the floor. Get it on the floor. And there he is, looking at the camera. Hey.
Oh, hi. You're on my feet and I'm on your feet. So, sweet. This exclusive
house.
Somebody
said they thought you were Hornswoggle.
Oh, well. I make him look good. Paint me like one of your French girls.
Is it about time to cut the feed?
Yeah, it's about time to cut the feed.
Yes. We are cutting
our
feed.
Are we cutting it?
Yeah, we're cutting it. Cut the feed. You got to watch the rest on Swerve City Podcast on YouTube.
Swerve City Podcast.
Coming out next Monday.
Bing.
Bye.
See, we're going to show up and everyone just cuts the feeds.
Oh, no, we still have to cut the feed. Oh, look at you. Look at you. Oh. Yeah.
I thought I was supposed to be quiet that whole time. So I'm supposed to call her.
Man, this is my show. We can do whatever we want. Just don't curse.
Except drink water. You can't drink water.
No, that's my staff. That's for the working class. Going forward.
We're at the bottom of the Titanic.
What'd you play, brother?
This is my ghetto phone. Y'all. This is Metro. Y'all used to that. This is broke people phone over here.
Broke phones. Moving on. So we got to continue this discussion. Now we got to get into
So let's get into good stuff.
Let's get into good stuff.
Well, so who on your music playlist? Like, what are we talking about? Who? When you driving in the car.
Recently I've been super into reggaeton music and super into like Bad Bunny and all that. I don't know if y'all listen to that. You into that?
Bad Bunny.
I'm get y'all into that.
I don't do the Bad Bunnies. Yeah. Mm. That's some Florida people, though, right?
Or yeah.
Mm.
That's Miami.
See, all right, we got to keep in mind, people at home, born in 2001 here. Mm. So, music.
But okay, all right, but we talked about this earlier.
We talked about it, but they don't know.
I got your credit, though. Don't worry.
No. We're 2001 here. You missed out on the Bow Wow era.
But
you missed out on the Harlem Shakin'. You missed out on the Soulja Boy, man.
I did not miss out.
Yeah, but he's making sure. But listen, he's going to make sure you know about Little Sky. Make sure you know that.
No.
Little Skies, I'm bumping.
My senior quote was almost a Soulja Boy quote. It literally was. It was so. It was about to be. What was it? It was my friend told me. It was in life you get two choices. Either you crank that or life cranks you. That was gonna be my senior quote.
Philosopher Draco. How do we ever discredit him? Oh my.
So coming up in my high school.
Disregard what she just said.
So coming up in my high school. Coming up in high school, who's like popping? Who's like?
Because
we had, you said like T-Pain. We had Usher.
Like, I feel like y'all had good stuff.
We had the G's. We had the guys that said. We had the Wayne's. We had the 50s.
We had
Kanye.
We had like
Lupe.
I don't even know. Like
Like who was like everybody like?
What's that one guy's name? I'm gonna pronounce it wrong. XXXTentacion, the one who passed away.
I tell you what, I don't know.
I listened to that album. It was actually good.
Kodak Black. Like all of that.
Well, that's the Florida guys.
But still, not even like all of that. That was
y'all had Migos. That was y'all come up.
Migos. There's someone else that I'm forgetting too.
Young Thugs.
Denzel Curry.
Denzel Curry.
That's like 2015, 14.
Denzel. Yeah, he's a Florida dude too. Yeah.
Who them dudes that did Black Beatles?
Oh, it's Ray Sherman.
Ray Sherman. Yeah.
I messed with old Sway Lee though. Swae Lee's hard. So, yeah, Black Beatles. Who else was coming out in the, like... All right, so when you was, like, 8, 9,
when
10...
When I was, like, 8?
Yeah. Who was, like, you turn on the TV, the radio, that's who you were hearing. Who was that?
I vividly remember when I was 10, that was when Call Me Maybe came out. Remember when I was 9.
I
hate
that song.
Yeah,
that
was, like, I knew this! I vividly remember that.
Mine.
Okay.
Chocolate! Chocolate!
God, I have to... Definitely Flo Rida. And... I don't know. I feel like I wouldn't know.
I want to know who's y'all generation's goat. Who's y'all
generation? I feel like that would depend. Feel like in terms of pop music, a lot of people would be like, "Oh, Ariana Grande." All right,
we'll go genre by genre.
Okay,
band, like, okay, rock band. Mm. This is overall metal, rock, alternative, whatever. Who's
overall
that goat?
For the
rock genre. Who's their goat in your generation?
For alternative, I feel like it would be like. Probably Fall Out Boy.
I can see that.
Or,
yeah.
Or Panic at the Disco.
Panic at the Disco.
Really?
Panic is great.
Panic at the Disco is just dope.
Right Sins, Not Tragedy. So
yeah.
Really? Panic at the Disco?
I feel so.
Yeah.
Okay. Not My Chemical Romance or none of them?
That's early. I feel like
that's a little earlier.
That's a little. That's
they
like,
still play them songs.
But that's like emo.
I know, but that's
like deep emo.
My Chemical Romance is synonymous with Green Day.
Exactly.
So,
they the Smashing Pumpkins. They Red Revolver. They all them. They all one. That's the same band. Good Charlotte.
Breaking Benjamin.
Yeah.
Breaking Benjamin is a band.
Diary of Jane.
Yeah. We're
here.
All
right. It's the same band.
Did you know they're on tour?
They are?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're on tour with Dorothy.
What's the dude from Aerosmith? Steve Tyler, right? Right?
What the fuck?
No.
I said, you're going way back. I don't think anybody in here is that.
We said Breaking Benjamin, and you're like,
Aerosmith?
I know where you're going.
We had this conversation more vividly than that. So we had this conversation. Marty, maybe you can chime in and help us out. Marty, come on, come here. Grab that chair. Come over here. You get right in there. Okay, so we was on PlayStation.
We talk music all the time. This is what me and him do. We go on PlayStation. We talk music. We had this thing. We was like, why are these people like, they all, like the same.
They're all the same, like,
person.
Person. The
yeah.
Same band.
In terms of, like, Good Charlotte, like, Breaking Benjamin.
Sum 41.
Like, what, like, band,
yeah.
Like, what stands out?
Like, Green Day.
I don't know. Because
we don't have that ear.
Because,
we're more the hip-hop ear, so we know we understand
but
it.
But even, I like rock and metal, but it's, like, either 80s rock or it's, like, Slipknot. There's, like, no one playing.
Hey,
that's a
corn though.
Slipknot is corn.
So, what would be the difference?
Yeah.
So, like, if somebody like
the only one out of that genre, like the Disturbs, the Mudvayne, and all them guys, I can actually
Disturbs is good.
But
good.
I can like
very
distinctively
good.
Like said stood out of all them groups, especially remember early 2000s, everybody sounded like that. Was Linkin Park. That's the only group I can say like actually.
Yeah, for real.
Stood out outside of that whole group.
But there was an argument they were like a monotone Limp Bizkit. Right?
No,
yeah, I was going to say that.
I'll say Papa Roach.
So, Papa
Roach,
like Limp Bizkit.
I also feel like out of that group, I'm not trying to sound biased, but I feel like Slipknot has had the most longevity.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Metallica,
I feel like if Chester was still alive today, I feel like Linkin Park could still... have that longevity, but
laughing at me. What
giggles
what?
Over there?
Yeah,
giggles. Me
no, but she's talking about like early 2000s, like
I know
like grudge, but you're like, yeah, Metallica be over too.
That is a different message.
You lost a pint of water,
but in terms of longevity, you're right.
No, you can say how much we know.
That's what I'm saying. We don't have the ear for it.
I just don't like. Okay, help me out.
Like, that's like at Marty. Who won best hip hop artist this year?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
So it's like a culture thing. We talk like cultures and
yeah,
like
yeah. Culture.
And how like you know with our demographic, we is like it tends more to the R&B, hip hop side, and with some people of different cultures, it might go to the alternative rock, and it also kind of just like how you grew up.
Backstreet Boys.
Yes.
So help me out. Like, if I'm looking at
people
like
who listen to Backstreet Boys
people,
now.
I've heard people like argue like, no, AC/DC is better than Metallica because so and so and so and so. And I'll be lost.
See, that's so, like, I like both, but
yeah,
that's
like
so,
both.
Like, in-depth. I could.
But, like, I'll be
I
lost.
To me, after I saw the movie Queen, the Bohemian Rhapsody, I thought Queen was the greatest band of all time. That's just me. That's just me. Because I'm like, oh, I know that song. I remember that song. Yeah. That was them. Oh, that was cool. They had a lot of hits. Man, they do, like.
The Queen been bad, though.
Yeah, they've been sick, but bad. This is like, me outside of the culture. I didn't grow up on them. So me looking at the movie, looking at all the information they're giving me, all the hits that I'm just like, I was listening to Cameron and Outkast.
I grew up listening to alternative music and rock, but the same way me and him will argue who's lyrically better between Nas and J. Cole.
When he's like,
the same way, like, so-and-so's a better bassist. So-and-so's a better bassist than so-and-so, or so-and-so's a better guitar player than so-and-so.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know the difference.
That's like, is Common a better lyricist than freaking Lupe?
Yeah, and we would argue
know.
That. And
we would argue, but you wouldn't know.
But you
would
know.
You know?
Smile and nod.
Right, but somebody would be like,
anyway, it's all your opinion. Your opinion, mate, it's the same as his opinion. It's all opinion. Who's the best lyricist and what?
But that's just like our culture. We would know that. We would have that ear because we grew up on that. But, like, for your culture, what did you grow up on? You grew up on listening to, like, what?
Backstreet Boys, Spice Girls.
Okay.
I grew up on that.
Jessica Simpson married all of them. That's the same person. Us black folks took one person from the three groups and it's Justin Timberlake. That's all I know. The rest is history. Pharrell was like, him.
We gave him back.
Like,
I grew up listening to like so many different things.
Right,
I went back to like
you had
it,
yeah.
90s and 80s and all of that.
See, my little sister, she knew certain like actors. She just thought they were actors. She didn't know Common was a rapper. Because she's literally the same age, born the same year as you. So she
grew up in a different part of his career.
Right. She knows, like, certain rappers, like T.I. Oh, he does those movies, right? Or Ice Cube.
Ice Cube.
Does those movies. Like, right. You know, Ice Cube was one of, like, the most founding fathers of gangster rap, right?
Right.
What? The dude that does Are We There Yet? What? No.
Yeah.
But that's
yeah.
the culture that she grew up in. She doesn't know that. That's the same way we're outside looking in on, like, bands and stuff. To me, every lead singer of every band is Steve Tyler. In the 80s. AC/DC, Steve Tyler. Motley Crue, Steve Tyler.
Yeah, no.
And Machine Gun Kelly.
Don't insult my shit.
I want to give a big shout out.
Back in Black. Oh, Guns N' Roses sings that, right?
Just bearing your...
You know what?
Bearing yourself here.
I just thought it was... Alice Cooper is supposed to be at that Supercover Con. That's who it was.
I would ask him straight to your face.
Poison.
I was asking
Poison.
Straight to... Poison?
Poison.
Oh, boy, I was like, hey, yeah, White Stripes, yeah.
Still drinking. What? I got the White Stripes.
White Stripes.
Yeah. Not Jay.
Yeah.
Salvation Army, yeah.
Don't do
that. I would look him straight in the eye. And I'm cool with Nina Strauss, who does guitar for him. Yeah, she's amazing. I'm cool with her. She's great. I would have sold her straight to the face, too. I'm like, man, I love you going on tour with freaking Death Clock over there. Yeah.
Death Clock. Shout out to the new band, Death Clock. Death Clock. I go see them.
Death
Clock.
So we're going to do the instrument. You can sing lead. You can sing lead.
I'm
going
to
read Death Clock.
Yeah, Steel Dragon. Yeah, I love them guys.
Steel Dragon.
Yeah.
All
of them. Yeah, I thought, like, that. When I watched Rock, what was it? Rockstar? With what's his name? Mark Wahlberg? I thought that was a real band.
Bro.
I did!
Oh, Lord.
Death Clock.
Wow.
Bro.
He said Rock Thomas is in that.
Yeah.
He had a group.
I swear to God. But that's just the culture we grow up in, I think. Like, we don't have the ear for that. Like, I don't. And we always argue this all the time. I'm like, we know, like, for hip-hop, and you always make the statement that hip-hop is still the earliest sound, the earliest genre of music, still the youngest.
Yes.
So it still hasn't reached, like, adolescence.
Born
yet.
In 76, so it's very young.
It's still very young. Everything else after that, or before, it goes before that, everything. Like, rock's evolved, but it's still rock in genre. Hip-hop has always been hip-hop. We can kind of go with blues. We can kind of go with jazz, But hip hop is still just hip hop in its own. It's always separated.
Yeah.
You know, and it always gets the most criticism as well because we ignorant sometimes. Hip hop can get really ignorant, and I'm tired of defending it sometimes because it's really ignorant. But if Aerosmith and on Steven Tyler and all them get back on stage, guess what? They're going to sell out every stadium. Hip hop.
Death Clock.
Death Clock, man.
New album coming soon.
Bruh. Come on, commercial.
I'm on guitar,
you do a commercial with Death Clock, you put a fake metal, like, tribal symbol with some horns and devils and stuff posted on paper. That joint going to sell out.
Death
Clock. That's what I'm going to sell out amphitheater.
Yeah, bro.
You know how many rappers I've seen slinging posters and mixtapes out of their trunks and get 50 people to show up? Who been rapping for 10 years?
Nah, 40.
40 years?
No.
Go to a KRS-One concert tomorrow. See what happens.
This is not 50 people to show up. This is 40 other rappers. I've been there. I've seen it.
Right.
Trust me.
Right.
It's like, yeah, 40 other rappers. Oh, you know, on stage grilling.
Ozzy Osbourne can dust off them boots and get right back on stage. He's going to sell out Madison Square Garden.
Go ahead and rap your 5 minutes, bro. Get your 5 minutes in.
Nas can't fill out an amp. Can't fill out.
This is going to be a test. This is going to be
I'm comparing Full Sail to Madison Square Garden.
Yes. Okay.
Come on.
You got to disrespect Full Sail like that, though.
That's not disrespectful. Full Sail to Madison Square Garden. Do we see the obvious?
Yes. We do.
Okay.
But what's the point? That you're trying to make.
Preach, sister.
The point is that, like, our genre is so hard. Like, the attention span to our genre for hip hop fans is gone quickly. It's just like
social
media.
But it's because I feel like there's such a difference between hip hop now, because you look at someone like Nas and then you look at someone like. Who's the dude?
Nas looks a million times better than half these rap stars.
I know, but then you look. But I feel like people who are my age and younger. When they think of hip hop, they wouldn't necessarily even think of Nas. They would think of
the dude who
sings.
When you hear hip hop,
Gucci Gang. That's not who I think of. But I know that's
Lil Pump,
the majority.
That
dude. Lil Pump. Like,
it's so many
little majority.
But like, okay,
yeah, exactly.
So that's
football,
but that's
Lil Bow Wow.
But you think that's your age group and that's your generation? Like, because like when I grew up, when I heard hip hop, I think of Kanye. I think of, like, Common. I think of Jay-Z.
That's what I would think of, yeah.
But this generation, they go to Lil Pump. They go to freaking XXX. They go to 6ix9ine. They go to these guys.
Kodak, yeah.
So do you think that's a generational thing? Like I said,
bless
hip-hop is still...
Hearts. Bless your heart.
Like, y'all had a band, baby. Oh, we gonna cure this one day.
I'm
the man video
so,
coming out
coming
very
out,
soon.
Coming out
video
weekend.
Shoot.
There you go.
SummerSlam weekend.
Yeah.
Let's plug that.
I also,
Jesus.
I think that they're... So technically, I'm Gen Z. And there's... Anyone born after 1997 is considered Gen Z, but I feel like...
Never heard that term.
Hear me out.
I'm too
heard
old.
Of
is it Gen X or Gen Z?
It's ex millennial and then Gen Z. So
y'all past millennial?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
wow.
All right. But millennial is like from 88. This
I'm 89.
88.
What?
Is what I'm trying to
what?
Say. I'm trying to say
okay,
is that
like,
everyone. I feel like, or at least with my friends, that I feel like people born between 1997 and 2001 are like a weird combination of a hybrid between a millennial and Gen Z because we still. Are technically like 90s kids. We grew up with a lot of 90s shows, music, all that, but then we were also here for the first iPhone, for when everyone started having computers in classrooms and iPads and stuff like that. So I feel
y'all
like
got TVs in your bedroom. We weren't allowed
exactly,
to have that
exactly.
when we were kids.
Okay, can
exactly
I ask you? I'm sorry. Can I ask you a question? I have to ask you a question. This is very dumb.
Yeah,
like that. Did y'all, when you was in school, did they have the little TV on the rolly black thing and they pulled it out?
Yes,
the
yes.
Like
but,
yeah,
for,
okay,
but
you
know,
that still happens.
But,
okay,
for my graduating class of 2019, but then even the generation, not the generation, just class of 2018, the people who are a year younger than me,
mm-hmm.
and even 2 years younger, I feel like there's such a big, big difference.
Just that 2 years.
Just a year, because when you mentioned the rolly TVs, I remember having that, but then if you were to ask my friend who's a year younger than me, if I were to ask her, she would probably say no. And it's because it was like right at that time that the shift came in technology. So I feel like that also ties into the difference of thinking of like Jay-Z and hip hop and then
gum under the damn
SX or something.
Yeah. I was like, it's my high school.
Did y'all have chalkboards?
I didn't. Our class of 2019 did, but then if you ask someone who's who's a year younger, 2 years younger,
they never had chalkboards.
They would probably say no.
Markers, just white whiteboards, right?
The smart boards.
The smart board.
What's
the smart board?
Listen,
you ain't have the
smart
board?
No,
I didn't.
Everything was chalk.
2007.
Everything was
2007.
Graduated. I graduated in 2007, and I had the smart board.
I'm 06.
What's the smart board?
Oh, never mind. My school's in Florida. I'm sorry.
Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
What's the smart board?
It's basically a whiteboard, but it's like digital.
Digital.
I'm used to the overhead.
Yeah.
With the locker.
Right. Yeah. What is that Tony Stark technology they put in schools now? What is this?
But that just goes back to my point. I remember the first time that we had a smart board in our classroom, but then if you were to ask someone who was 2 years younger, 3 years younger than me, that they wouldn't. That was all they would know.
I've never heard of.
Did you guys do away with textbooks too?
Our class was like the last one.
Yeah, like
to
an iPad is on the textbooks.
Now it's all digital. I remember having textbooks probably up until my freshman year of high school.
I had to carry six books.
Would you trust me with an iPad and 16
books? you have to sign it out and everything like this. Just like they're like, oh hey, sign up to, and you have to sign it out and then it's yours. And then
I gotta ask my child what's going on in school.
Yeah.
I mean.
She would know what a smartboard was.
I just feel like my whole life just crashed, bro.
I was talking about music. How did we get here?
How did we get the smartboard?
I'm not ready for this. I'm not ready for the future.
I'm not ready for this. This got me lost over here. I got literally going to classroom and see this because I have no idea.
I'm gonna go to like career day and just sit in the back like.
I want to be an influencer.
Speaking technology.
Like, I'm used to, you know, you grab a notepad.
Hold on, he's
new Chuck. He's all about that new technology. And then I saw
technological doll.
Technological doll, it hooks up to your Bluetooth on everything.
Okay, everybody.
Your TV.
Smart boards, $1,300.
That's not about right.
Yeah, $1,300.
That's about right. We had a whole bunch of
Space
to
math
class.
Also,
like,
ah,
you know.
This one's
and you don't sit on the floor and like stare at it.
Stare at like trying to get the light right.
And remember that little game that you have to play on it, calibrate it with the little red X.
Yeah, that was growing up. That was what they always preached to us.
What?
Say again?
Yeah. So when you're growing up, when we were growing up, you need to learn math because you'll never have a calculator in your pocket.
Lies.
Have you ever heard that in school?
I have, but up until like third grade, and then that was it.
And then that stopped.
Yeah.
I wonder what they told.
Calculator in your pocket.
I wonder what they told kids in China. Like, you need to learn math because they'll never have one of these.
Arithmetic.
Yeah, in your pocket.
Get that arithmetic.
I'm so lost.
I got this TI-89 in my pocket.
We just asked what was in your playlist. That's all we wanted to know.
But how do we start talking about smart boards?
Because I wanted to know who was, like, post-2000 was in your playlist. But, yeah, anything to add on top of that?
Yeah.
Sir?
So, you know, I don't know, you know, I'm just going to promote myself for a minute because I don't really get to do that very much. So, listen, I don't do it very much. So, me and you have a connection in a different way. I've made music for about 9 of your family members. Theme songs. About 9 of your family members. Let's, NOIE, Alpha Jr. made his. LA Smooth. I mean, Alpha, Sika, you name it.
Yeah.
I've made music for a bunch of those promotions, WXW, things like that. So when I heard that you were coming on, I was like, you know what? That's pretty damn dope. You know, that it, you know, seeing that people can connect in different ways, because I didn't really get to have a really chance to meet the other side. I met your grandfather, met him very briefly, and also, you know, I never had a chance to meet your father, but just meeting that side of the family, I just want to also commend you that you guys have a wonderful family.
Thank
Thank you.
So I want to bring as well, like, how, what, tell me a little bit about the uniqueness and the tightness of your guys' family. It's like you guys link together no matter what. Everybody represents
their family reunions. You gotta be huge.
I've never been to one of our family reunions.
Whoa, really?
I know.
You just came from Hawaii, didn't you?
Yeah, so my one of my dad's cousins got married.
Oh, okay. So that's side of the family. That's yes. not what you were connected with, right?
Right.
Okay, so continue.
Yeah. Repeat your question, because I...
So, like, how close, like, do you, like, just me seeing it, the reason why I brought that up is just me experiencing it, and me having an opportunity to hang out with that side of family, go to a lot of receptions and stuff like that. I see the bond that the whole family has. Like, tell me a little bit about the tightness and uniqueness that you guys have as a family, because every time I see pictures, all y'all together and connections
yeah.
and things that
I mean,
nature.
I feel like, I know that in Polynesian culture, like, family is the biggest thing, especially in Samoan culture, like, family is everything. Like, that's, even me, like, my cousins who I've grown up with on my Polynesian side, like, they were my first best friends. They still are my best friends. So I think just in Polynesian culture, you see the importance of family and how, like, when one person succeeds, everyone succeeds, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That question was along your hairline, bro.
What hairline? No! It's gone. It's bald.
Just slash you.
Oh, trust me. Episode 5, all y'all getting it.
Can I be here? Can I just sit in the corner?
Yeah, all everybody who comes on the show is always welcome back.
See, I got quick.
All right, so.
I need a week. I'm playing.
No. Like, two weeks.
Back.
2 weeks, I'm going to come. You need this material.
You're
like, ooh.
Ooh, this way. Ooh, this way.
Oh,
I got something.
But wait, they got crap. I got this back. I got this off.
Yeah. You say you're getting us all, but guess what y'all not getting?
Water. Mike, you ready?
Bring Gatorade next time.
I know, right?
But
it's mine. My dad was on a straw.
Speaking of water, I gotta get a little sip. Hey, I ain't gonna take it all, Mike. Don't worry about it.
That's it. And you know what? I'm not even gonna put it in the refrigerator. I'm gonna have to sip. It's gonna be
right there.
Whole privilege is too. Oh, Lord.
And I don't know why Mike complained about water. He brings a jug every time.
Does everybody? Does no one drink the tap water here?
It's definitely weird. It's all everybody that's like all
tap
the family,
water.
Everybody that all the family that's visiting that come down here, they drink the tap water. They're like
tap water
instantly. They're like
It's Everglades tap water. That's fine.
Mm. Explain.
Well, we're not very close to the Everglades up here.
What is Everglades like the?
The big national park where all the gators live.
Right. So
it's probably
you
like
gator water?
It's probably like a portal to hell, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
The Everglades are definitely a portal to hell.
Listen, understand something. We are,
Everglades are definitely a portal to hell.
We are at the bottom of all of the pipes and everything, the pipeline. So I'm pretty sure that we just get the
this is better than Jersey.
When you live in the North and Midwest, you have that, like St. Louis.
No. Jersey has a special place in heart, though. My family's from there,
My family's from Pennsylvania, and I don't like that anything.
Chlorine
in the water.
They got you. They keep trying to get the Florida man. It ain't working.
Dude,
what did you say? We gonna get that Florida
up?
Well, you know, Florida is just supposed to like sink eventually too.
I believe that.
Like Italy.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it. Well, it's about that time.
Is it?
Not yet. Yeah, flew by. Right.
Wow. Time flies when you're having fun.
Hey.
She's having
time
a good time.
When you're having fun.
Hey. Episode 4. That's the fourth time somebody come here and said, "Wow, done already? What?" They wanted to go farther, but no. That means you gotta come back.
All right.
More stories.
I'm down.
Just keep going.
You're about to get a pop out something serious. Oh, man.
Social media.
Social media.
You know you're messed up, right?
So, plug your social media to everybody in the Swerve City Podcast universe. I said universe.
Oh, what my social media is?
Yes.
Oh, at
somebody on the contract.
Oh, Lord.
All right. It's at Simone G. Johnson on Instagram and Twitter. And that's about it.
Boom. Plug your social media.
Yeah, man. TZ Scott, you know. Twitter, Instagram, bald head, you know what I'm saying? I got two numbers today.
Scallywag, ain't got no hair in the back.
Playing, boy. Ladies was like, oh, you got a bald head? I was like, yeah, man, this is not time, you know what
show
I mean?
Show the band-aid on the back of it, though.
I was going to bring that up, but I didn't want to say it, but
I was in the barber chair, right? And
how bad did he get you?
I nodded off. It was my fault. And I nodded off, and he was like in the back cutting the hair, and I just zing. And I was like, you know what? This is not good.
Oh my god.
And he was like, I got you. Start bleeding into it. I got you. Pat the back of my head. He's like, yeah, just put a band-aid over it. You'll be all right. And you know, black people, he ain't had no band-aid. So I had to hold the thing to go in Dollar Tree. People looking at me like I'm crazy. And hold the thing, you know, and I'm like, where the band-aids at? You know what I'm saying? And then I put the band-aid on. It ain't even dry yet back there. So, and then I get the wrong band-aid to then stick because my head big. And then it's like, you know, I need the adhesive bandage. You know what I'm saying?
I need gauze.
I need that super stick.
You look like a Vietnam victim, bro. Somebody help me.
That's my story. Yeah, man. Don't fall asleep in a barber chair. Please. We was talking, and he was like, yeah.
Hold up.
And then he was like, after I got that girl number. And then I was like, yeah. I was like, ah. Like, oh, God. It hurts.
That has to be so much weight in the back of your head. Because if he's doing the back of your head, your head's forward. How did it fall back?
Well, you know, look how big my head is. You know, that's a lot of weight. You know, the clippers couldn't handle that.
He said it got hit in the fold. The fold and back.
Yeah, yeah. You know, he hit me right in the crease, too. So, you know, I put my head back. I'm like, the whole clipper got in that
back. It was like, yikes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to teach you how to.
Boy, hey, after the barbecue, wow. Spray the clipper sauce. He
better not have freaking put the thing on the back of your head.
Oh, you know he did. You know he had the alcohol. And he tried to, like, hold on now, this is going to sting. Wait. Yeah, I bet it goes.
Did he put the green one or the blue one?
The green one.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. He put
the green alcohol.
He put the 97% of alcohol.
The green alcohol. He made sure them clippers were disinfected.
Oh, he said, oh my God, man.
And we was in a good conversation, and I was like, yeah.
Well, see, now you fell asleep.
And I was out, man. I passed out.
I bet you
won't
do that
no
more.
My mom can't take much more.
Wrap this up.
Wrap it up.
I'm
inside. Volunteers, Tat TZ Scott with two T's on social media, Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah.
God damn.
I'm the Man video, SummerSlam weekend. Make sure you guys check that out. And that's it. That's my story about my big head.
Why don't we start off first?
I was thinking that we should have told that story first.
You should have told us first.
You got anything? Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram at Ariel_Monroe, also on Twitter, Ariel Monroe, or just look up Big Swole. I'm the first person that pops up, pretty much the only important Big Swole out there. huge shout out to my new uncle, Dwayne Johnson. I love you, man. Put me in Fast and Furious 9.
They're driving on the moon. Craters, everything. Listen, that's the only part left to go, Dwayne. Mr. Johnson.
I'll audition and everything. It should be easy paperwork. My last name's Johnson, too, so boom, seamless. Put me on.
Johnson family vacation.
Johnson, yeah.
And since you already on camera, plug your stuff, too, mister.
Well, I wasn't even supposed to be here. I just want
to
say.
I was supposed to be here.
I just want
to
drink my
drink. All right, you're supposed to be in here tonight. Don't you believe it?
Good one. This one, but
I gotta send y'all the link to me and my friend's hype playlist. I feel like y'all would appreciate it.
And I'm gonna send y'all a little playlist as well.
And I'll give you Buck.
Hey, crime mom.
Feel mom.
Not feel mom. Crime mom.
What's your
feel mom?
Death clock.
Death clock.
Martin.
You can follow me on MartinCasals.com. I stream on Twitch. Just go to MartinCasals.com. You'll find everything there.
Easy. Boom. And as always, be confident in everything you do.
Wash your ass.
In the back of your head.
Or you can hit that pop pop.
I'll drink it all the time.
I mean, you don't need it. That's a wrap.